Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today. It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach? Not hardly. Thank you for taking that. That was it's from a movie. It's called Groundhog's Day. My dad really loves it. Anyways, this is the Radio Bro Show at our new scheduled hour.
1 a.m.
on
Monday mornings.
Yeah, you know how it is. And it's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so glad we got that in within the 5 minutes because we were locked out. Our keys didn't work, or I guess my key didn't work.
I forgot mine.
Yeah, DJ Abusali's is gone. Wait, maybe my brother will text in, but it kind of sounds like you're a little quiet, and I don't know if that's the mic. Let me try saying
hello,
something.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, it's definitely being read, but oh well,
I'll speak louder then.
We'll figure it out. My brother will come in clutch. Let's see here. I was more stressed about getting in than getting music ready, so I guess we'll just start with, like, Be Fine by Ekali on his new album, A World Away. It's pretty good. Here it is.
It's the wrong conversation to have while we're wasted. It's too So I'm not gonna say it now. It's been 600 days and some are good, some are wasted. But something is fading. We got a little offbeat. Somewhere that you lost me. You were always so clear to me. We got a little offbeat. Somewhere that you lost me. You were always so clear to me. I'm not gonna sleep for a while, eat for a while, laugh for a while, love for a while, then I'll be fine, then I'll be fine. You might want me in your sheets for a while, creep for a while, won't get what you need, so you'll get hostile, then you'll be fine, then you'll be fine. This is not how we planned it, and we don't understand it, how we lost what we had. I don't know where it is. You filled up the spaces with the light of a million stars. Got caught in your gazes. We got a little offbeat. Somewhere that you lost me. You were always so clear to me. We got a little offbeat. Somewhere that you lost me. You were always so clear to me. I'm not gonna sleep for a while, eat for a while, laugh for a while, love for a while, then I'll be fine, then I'll be fine. You might want me in your sheets for a while, creep for a while, won't get what you need, so you'll get hostile, but then you'll be fine, then you'll be fine.
again. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Hello, we're back.
We are back. That was by Radiohead. The song was called Karma Police. It is probably Radiohead's second most famous song after Creep. And that album was OK Computer, one of the greatest albums of all time, an objective statement.
Yeah, I've heard you listening to that while you shower and while you go to bed. You've been liking that song a lot.
Like, I blast my eardrums with that song.
Yeah.
I feel like my eardrums have suffered in college because of music. It's concerning. No, it's not. It's okay.
It's okay. We're it's okay. fine.
It's worth it.
I think DJ Agusali should be coming in a little bit more clearly. We'll see the updated text.
Oh, yeah.
From my brother. He says his mic and voice is perfect.
Oh, beautiful.
Better. My mom says ears wrecked, check, good job. It's actually fun. It's like a Twitch stream. We've got our commentary coming in. Yeah, as we're up here. We were both talking a little bit earlier saying we feel so much more awake even though it's only an hour earlier.
Oh my gosh,
but it's also
big
like
time.
We haven't gone through the whole week, you know, we're just coming down from the weekend, and I feel a lot better.
Yeah, we're starting off the week
with radio and tunes. How's that? Anyway, I was talking to DJ Agusali while this was on, or while Karma Police was playing. It reminded me of a song that I used to listen to a long time ago by Switchfoot. It has something that kind of has the same like lyrical / chord progression, or not lyrical, but like vocal. He sings it kind of the same way. And this is going completely off of memory because I used to listen to the whole album, so I'm not entirely sure that this is the right song that sounds like it, but hopefully it is. We'll see. So coming up is Switchfoot, We Were Meant to Live. Oh, first it's the ending of this song.
I was like, was it the beginning
there
of the song?
Go.
It sounds exactly like the ending.
All right, there we go.
Die and come back back to life. Up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive. And make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You showed me love.
All right, that was Fairy Tale by Ekali featuring Elohim, and it also came out on his album A World Away, which came out like 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. But yeah, and then before that was...
Pink and White. Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Very vibey song.
Very vibey, just like all of Frank Ocean's stuff. I have an original composition that we'll play a little bit later by my friend Malachi, or Autumn Frost. You can check him out on SoundCloud. It's really cool. It's a little bit different from what we usually play, but it's, I'm starting to learn piano, so I'm finally like really appreciating like what goes into making pieces like this, and it sounds really cool and fun and thematic. And I have an older version than the one that's on SoundCloud that's like more piano-y. I think the one on SoundCloud is a little bit more like synthesized piano, so it's a little bit more hollow belly sound, but we'll see how it goes. And we also have a PSA.
Yes, we do.
And we're not reading it from the book,
but it's an important one.
But it is an important one, and that is that someone has contracted or found to have coronavirus in Boston.
Yes.
So all of you who are listening and on the campus, be really careful about either going into Boston and like passing people, and maybe go to health services if you feel like you have been deliberately coughed on by someone who, like, you had ill will with for a little bit. You know, because, like, people are getting each other in nasty ways nowadays. So just be really careful about that. Maybe wear a mask when you're in a hospital and hope that everyone else is, too.
Yes, and keep washing your hands. Wash your hands after the gym. Wash your hands before dinner, after meals. Absolutely sanitize.
Yeah, stay away from your roommates, especially. Like, make sure you don't sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, definitely. Don't be doing that.
Yeah. just make sure that that coronavirus dies out before humanity does, you know? Like, if you've played Plague Inc., you kind of know that the symptoms are developing too fast for it to actually get everyone.
Exactly. The mortality is, like, too high at this point.
Yeah, right? So, like, they kind of screwed up there with their DNA point distribution. But, man, okay, sorry. It's a serious issue, very sorry. Absolutely. But, like, at the same time, there's only one of them in Boston. So, like, we're still kind of okay.
Hopefully.
Anyway, next, a very fitting song title, actually, is SOS by ABBA. And, I used to listen to ABBA a lot when I was, like, a baby. Like, my mom would play it for me, and I think my dad did, too. It was just, like, really weird.
As did my parents.
Yeah, it was just like, the baby music, but they're good. They're still good. I really love when Waterloo comes on in The Martian.
Oh,
and he's
driving
to the shuttle or the where he's going to depart from the planet. A spoiler alert. it plays Waterloo. And it's just such a thematic scene. But anyway, here comes SOS by ABBA. And after that will be the composition by my friend Malachi. Let's go.
You have closed your mind. Whatever.
All right, hey, we're back. I'm gonna pull up the composition by my friend Malachi, or Autumn Frost, and it will take me a little bit because it's on a different application on my phone, which is definitely the very professional hardware that I use for managing the radio station.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This piece he made is called Departure, and when it first started, I was like, wow, maybe I could learn how to play this in piano, because I'm still very beginner, but, like, it started, and I was like, you know, like, this is, like, an ARP kind of, I think I can do it, and then I kind of kicked it, and I'm sorry, Malachi, I won't probably be sending you a video soon of me playing your piece, maybe in, like, a year, but definitely not by the end of the semester. Anyway, it's called Departure. I pulled him out of his Monster Hunter game to be like, hey, listen to the radio because I'm going to play your piece. And he's like, okay, fine, I guess I'll check it out. So very sorry for pulling you out. Or maybe you're still playing and just tuning in which case this is going to be very odd theme music against like giant dragons and dinosaurs. But hey, we'll see how it goes. Here's Departure by Autumn Frost. Alright, so that was the piece, and give us a quick second to get, like, other music going, because DJ Abusali is going to cue something up for us, I can speak, and, I had to get back to the other, software on my phone, which is hardware. Those are some computer science terms for you, which I've been doing nonstop, by the way, for, like, pretty much all of today. I took a short break to meet someone and do some calculus, and then I went back do more comp sci, but I've been doing like comp 15 for my own homework, which is like data structures, and then comp 11 for like other people's homework because I'm a teacher's assistant, and it's just been this mad spiral of C++ syntax. But anyway, that's why, like, that's like all, what is it? Is it left brain is all logic and right brain. Or is it the other way around?
That sounds maybe right. I'm not sure. Maybe right.
Okay. So whichever one is not the logic brain, that's the one that I use to really appreciate music and explore it all. And that's like, I've like legit been walking to some of my classes listening to that composition, because it's like I'm taking music theory this year, so I'm trying to pick up whatever I can. And knowing that like my friend made something like that is really cool. And like a lot of times when I was making music, or when I do make music, I get too caught up in like sound design and trying to make like really wonky / weird synths and then making melodies off of that, which means that like my melody construction is just like god awful. Like it's really bad. Like I'm really bad at composing things. So like when Malachi makes something that's like just straight up on piano and it sounds that good, I'm like, yeah, It's cool. It's
yeah,
cool, you know?
Sometimes the simpler the better.
Yeah, that's true. So if you liked it, go check him out on SoundCloud. He has some other really good ones, like Glacial Impasse is really good. Hot Chocolate is really like cafe and fun. And
is it?
Yeah.
Very cafe.
Yeah, it's very cafe.
Hot Chocolate.
Yeah. Like and yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, next up, DJ Abu Sali has queued something. What is it?
Another Radiohead.
Another Radiohead song. That's fine. I played Tui Kali songs, so like,
there you
who cares?
Go. It's a bit creepy. Heads up. Here we
it's
go.
It's a bit creepy. Oh boy.
But I like it.
Okay, here we go. Plus 2 equals 5. That's what I did in calculus 3 today, and that's why I didn't do very well in calc 2. Yeah, very yeah. good song.
Yeah,
starts a little eerie.
Starts a little eerie.
And it really kicks in.
That's a Radiohead for you.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Experimental.
True. Yeah. Speaking of experimental, you all heard when DJ Abu Sali wasn't here, me just completely devolve into weeb mode. You may have thought with Ikali and Switchfoot that I have come back from the grave, but I have not. I still have a foot in the grave. So here's a song by Real, which is a Japanese vocalist or singer, and she does stuff with another, like a group called Real in all caps, but when she's by herself, it's just Real with a capital R. don't, I mean, that, you know, creativity is expressed in many different ways, and sometimes it just isn't expressed. Anyway, this came out on her new album that came out on January 22nd, which was kind of weird because I was like, man, this group, I just found them in like a month, and I was like, I wonder when the last thing was that they made. And I looked, and it was like the day that I checked. They were like, here's something new for you, completely devoted fan of many years. So this is the first song on the album, and it is in Japanese, the title, so I'll figure out what it means, and then we'll play it. It's a little bit hype and ravey, but what I like about it is that it has like four or five different, like, not genres in it, but four or five different scenes in the song, I guess. It keeps like transitioning what the song kind of feels like, and it all feels pretty smooth. So yeah, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I got told by some of my room or some of my floor mates last time that it was like, some, I went a little bit off the charts with my music, but like, hey, you're the one who stayed up and listened to it, so I don't know who's really at fault there. Anyway, here's Real. Let's tune in. I looked it up, and it's called something in Japanese I'm going to completely mispronounce, but it's Kinjito. Kinjito. I think it's because sure. Every vowel is pronounced in Japanese, so it's like K-I-N-G-I-T-O-U. So like Kinjit-uo.
Kinjitwool.
Kinjitwool or something. It's also the name of the album that it's on. So that's like the headlining song of the album. And next,
we got a throwback to the Black Eyed Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas, which in honor of the Super Bowl.
In honor of the Super Bowl.
Right. I heard, exactly. Or I remember like seeing them at the Super Bowl halftime performance when I was like 11, apparently.
To one of the worst rated Super
apparently
Bowl shows
one of the worst
ever.
Rated live performances ever.
Oh, live performances,
yeah, like,
period.
Like,
oh,
just yeah, like yeah. The five most disastrous shows, which DJ Abu Sali attributes to Fergie.
Yes. I mean, really? no shade to Fergie, but live, no.
No.
The auto-tune is gone. So
true,
is her voice.
That's true, actually. So yeah, anyway, here comes the Black Eyed Peas.
Party all the time.
Party all the time.
In light of today's Super Bowl party.
Party. Yeah, we had a party on
our
floor.
We did have a party on our floor.
It was packed.
It was a serious party.
Yeah, it was pretty, cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Anyway, here it is. Party all the time.
Party, party all the time, yep, that's what I do. Mac models, pop bottles, live life like a sheep.
Party
Monday through Sunday, every day of the week. High octane life in the fast lane zone. And a joint don't pop till I walk in the room. And the DJ's rocking my favorite tune. And it's shaking like a speaker like boom, boom, boom.
If we could party on.
If we could party.
Yes, city.
That whole song is so Black Eyed Peas. Holy cow. Oh,
you gotta love the ending.
Anyway, next, a complete difference from Black Eyed Peas is another composition, because now that I am learning piano, I'm like way into compositions and
that's
stuff
great.
Now. We'll see how it is. Is a piece called Summer by Joe Hisaishi. He makes a lot of the music for the Ghibli films, which are like legendarily good. So I don't think this one is in a Ghibli film, but it just sounds good. And we might cut it short in case DJ Abu Sali wants to play something, because it is like 6 minutes long, and that takes about the rest of our
time. We'll see. We don't have to.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. Here it is. Summer. Thank you. coming in just during... Oh, this is like the best part in the composition. Dang it. Anyway, this is the Radio Bros Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And up next, we have... What's your show name?
It's long.
It's long? Say. Is it the one that's like before the eternal worm devours?
No, it's not.
It's not that. He'll say it when he gets on here. But the DJ just came in. It's the first time we've had the DJs actually show up.
Yeah, actually show up on time.
The last ones never showed up to their show.
We had a 2 a.m. shift, yeah, before.
But anyway, yeah, this is the Radio Bros Show. Thanks for tuning in.
And peace. This is DJ Abu Sali.
Yeah, and I'm DJ Go. And we'll see you next Monday at 1 a.m. at this excellent time slot. See ya.
Alrighty, ciao.
Welcome to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the first episode of the year of They Had a Large Barge with a Radio Antenna Tower on It. Welcome. Tonight's theme will be a journey across the year, with all 12 months being represented in song form. Starting the evening off, we have January 1979 by Me Without You.